Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
My power doesn't come from me. I can feel God's spirit like a wind, a hurricane through my sails. It's scary as a ship slams through the waves faster and faster. Lightning and the rain going down sideways, flashes. Sails. Nothing they'd ever do. Not until a heart blows into 100 pieces and the earth suit cuts off and the spirit leaves. All right. Let's get into this little piece of news ahead of Barnes joining us. And we have another lawyer, Roger Stone's lawyer, popping in with us. And then the last segment, I'm going to hit the big 5G, 6G news and the latest that's come out on it that's so important. How it ties into Facebook spying on you. But let me play Dan Rather. You'll notice when you hear him, it's the same thing we've heard from Tom Brokejaw. It's the same thing we've heard from all these other guys. They've gotten out of mothballs thinking, well, they're not listening to our new experts. Let's roll out some other talking heads. And they come out, oh, the truth's closing in. Oh, the walls are closing in. We've been hearing this for 3 years. They're giving the same scripts over and over again. Here it is.
It's become increasingly apparent that truth is closing in. Truth does matter. And there's been this feeling for a long time that, well, the White House with this alternate narrative, a false narrative, and with its allies in primetime on Fox, was at least in a standoff with truth. I think what we've seen over the last few days, as I say, truth is beginning to close in. Facts are beginning to matter.
He said the other day, I have covered many cults. Some end with a bang, others with a whimper, but they invariably end. The question is how much damage they leave in their wake. Is Mitch McConnell part of the Trump cult?
Yes. I think the short answer is yes. And I'm not the only one making this observation that increasingly President Trump's support seems cultish. It's all about him. It's not about the policy. It's not about the standards of politics. You know, Ronald Reagan had a very solid following, but he stood for something in terms of policy. Franklin Roosevelt, same way. That these cults, cults generally don't end well.
Cults don't generally end well. See the full video at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I mean, nothing against old people. I love old people. But what is it about Dan Rather, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden? They can't talk. I mean, they definitely had strokes in and around the language centers of the brain. Talk about a cult. Talk about a dying globalist deep state cult that thinks it just owns the country and owns everybody else. Like, here they are bragging on C-SPAN with Brennan about, thank God for the deep state that Dan Rather used to say didn't exist. Here it is.
Agree that now the impeachment inquiry is underway, sparked by a complaint from someone within the intelligence community. It feeds the president's concern and often used term about a deep state being there to take him out.
Thank God for the deep state.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Back that up 20 seconds, please. Look at the look of your TV viewer. Brennan is seething with hate, acting powerful in front of a room of blue blood Ivy League spooks that never killed anybody. They, you know, in the military and overseas, they've got the area where the spooks are at with caviar and lobster and filet mignon, and then all the special operations troops that are all worked to death like horses out of Animal Farm. And literally, I mean, the deep staters are mutilating their children, having their genitals cut off. That's how they get around. You know, have pedophilia openly. Pedophiles just, you know, have sex with a kid. They actually chop their children's genitals off. Oh, you ought to know about these people, folks. They're incredible. They are a Satan cult. They're all wimps. They just want to hurt kids. And then they all act powerful, though. Yeah. And Brennan's up there seething like a demon in front of him, like, oh, I'm powerful. I'm somebody. No, you're not, Brennan. You're going to hell.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On and Roger Stone's personal lawyer, Tyler Nixon, on as well here in just a moment to talk about the draconian show trial that we just saw complete its course on Friday. We'll be breaking it all down here in just a moment. But first off, there were some stories Friday that I meant to get to on the show. And then after the broadcast, I looked at the news and I went and did some more research. And I just thought, I've got to bring this to the people. I've got to talk about this on air. Look at this headline. Plastic additives, stress during late pregnancy, boost risk of premature birth. And then it goes into the additives in synthetic skin creams and women's products. This is in major studies that are triggering early birth and the death of many, many children. And you can go read the big studies that have come out breaking all of this down. Now, we've talked about this for a long time. This is from the Occupational Health Science Institutes. And it shows just how deadly this is, how estrogen mimickers in products are just wrecking women and wrecking their babies. And we know they're wrecking men. They're causing all sorts of massive health problems there as well. But when I talk about this, it just becomes a big joke. Even though I can show you a stack of studies that it's making not just frogs, not just fish, but also mammals try to have sex with the same species. Now, the globalists know exactly what they're doing. And it turns out they've got white papers out in the 60s admitting this whole plan. So you see the feminization of men, and you go out in public everywhere, and the men act more like women than women do, and are all scrawny and chicken-necked and have lisping voices, and you say, what the hell happened here? Well, it's been a chemical warfare program. So that's out of Rutgers University. Here's another one. Researchers working on food-based treatments to slow aging. Science Daily. goes into a whole bunch of foods that are known to actually work better than drugs at slowing aging and helping people. Well, yeah, what do you think's in them? That's what gets taken out of those foods and put into supplements. Medicines pose global environmental risk, experts warn. Yahoo News, French news agency, massive runoff, and the UN's even admitting this, in the global food chain is causing all sorts of human sicknesses, animal, plant sicknesses, including, quote, making the frogs gay. The male frogs want to have sex with male frogs, and there's no babies, and the frogs die. It's cute when humans all die. I know we're bad, need to go away, but this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, across species. Antidepressants in the water are making shrimp suicidal. Chemicals in the water alter gender of fish. CBS News. Prozac pollution, again, making animals commit suicide. It's designed to. Now, let's get into the facts here. You need to filter your water with high-quality water filtration systems. We have the best, highest-rated gravity systems from ProPure and Alexa Pure at InfoWarsStore.com. David Hogg calls it a conspiracy theory that I say the water's got toxins in it, you better filter it, and then I sell water filters. That'd be like if you were about to go gold prospecting, you got off a ship from San Francisco in Alaska in the summer, you're about to go inland for the next year and try to find gold. I'd say, you better buy some really thick clothing and the right boots and everything, or you're going to die. You better get a high-powered rifle, because there's brown bear and white bear up there that'll eat your ass. And yes, I'm here selling you products. Absolutely. Like, hey, you may need gasoline in your gas tank and water in your water tank before you try to drive across, say, Death Valley. Yes, I'd have a gas station right at the entrance to it, and I'd say, better fill up on water and gas and get some cold Coca-Cola while you're at it. Yes, exactly. Or if I live by a lake and I own a shop selling fishing lures, I want to sell the best fishing lures because I want you to buy from me because you need it if you're going fishing. So what are the benefits of CoQ10? I'm going to get more into this in the coming days. And you look at this information from up above with the camera, and you can see what are the benefits of CoQ10, ladies and gentlemen. And then it goes over it all right here. People that have heart attacks, it makes the tissue grow back. PQQ, all of it. This is what's in DNA Force Plus. And it's what counteracts so much of what's going on. Generate fresh mitochondria with PQQ. That's out of major studies. Go read it. And it goes on and on and on. And that's how we fund ourselves with the best formula of PQQ and CoQ10 that you're going to find out there absolutely anywhere in DNA Force Plus. And then it's got a bunch of other known natural ingredients that supercharge the PQQ and the CoQ10 and get it across the cellular membrane levels into your cells and into your brain. When you research CoQ10 and PQQ particularly, it's known to regrow mitochondria in the brain cells when nothing else will. And yes, you could eat 50 crates of blueberries to get the same amount of these compounds you'll get in DNA Force, but you can't do that, can you? DNA Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Everyone needs DNA Force Plus. Everyone needs to understand that we didn't just warn you about all this before it was mainstream news. We told you about PQQ before it was all the rage 5 years ago. Now it's all the rage because we knew it was already all the rage in Japan 20 years ago or 15 years ago. This is it, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's your purchase of these products that make the broadcast possible. Okay, let's shift gears now and go to Robert Barnes. Robert, what is your view, what is your take on what we saw happen to Roger Stone on Friday? And, I mean, I know you're concerned about it and what's happened to the judicial system.
I mean, it's terrifying. There is a report out today by apparently by Michael Caputo on Twitter that they've identified one of the key jurors in the case as being a former Democratic candidate for Congress who had prior experience as a jury foreman. It's not clear whether or not that information was known to Stone's defense. What's problematic is this is what arises when a judge orders a jury's identities to stay secret. It's what happens when former Obama prosecutors threaten people like yourself with arrest and criminal prosecution for merely talking about potential issues of juror bias. It's what happens when the media smears anyone like they did you for talking about issues of jury bias. It's the reason why courts have generally said jurors' identities should not be anonymous. They're public officials taking governmental action on behalf of the broader populace, and often it requires their identities be fully disclosed so that independent grassroots investigators can do their own investigation as to whether or not there was any misrepresentations in the jury selection process, whether or not there was jury bias in the jury selection process, whether or not Roger Stone was tried by an impartial and fair jury. It appears at this juncture that Roger Stone did not receive the benefits of an impartial, fair jury in violation of his Sixth Amendment rights to the U.S. Constitution. But right now, the only likely remedy he will receive is if the president takes action on this and pardons him, as he should, to correct the imbalance in our criminal justice system.
The left is already calling for my arrest, we confirmed in Friday's hearing. We'll talk about that some as well, because this is just really, really getting out of control. And they're also saying Trump better not pardon Stone because it'll show Russia collusion. He was indicted, as you know, and convicted on process crimes, nothing to do with Russia. So that hoax is falling apart as well. Robert Barnes is our guest. He'll be joined in the next segment by Tyler Nixon. That's Stone's personal lawyer and confidant, not a lawyer on the case. That's critical to understand.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is a smart lawyer, friend of mine, also a historian of Americana, and we're going to get back into the really frightening conviction of Roger Stone, the sickening celebrations by the left and others about it, and we're going to get his lawyer on here in just a moment, Tyler Nixon, and talk about the course the president really has to take on this is very, very clear. But separately, what do you make of Bill Maher, we talked about during the break, we're aware of it, and Obama and others saying, we don't want a civil war, America needs to come together, this is dangerous, when the big foundations and big money that they work for, they know damn well have been orchestrating this divide and conquer and this attempt at race war and sex war and class war. Why do you think with 351 days out from the election, they're putting this out officially everywhere so they can have plausible deniability when the violence they've already sown the seeds for comes to fruition and germinates, or is it because they're planting false flags and want to distance themselves ahead of that? I mean, because this is clearly a talking point they're putting out.
No doubt. I mean, I think there's been a weaponization of the legal system and institutional sources of power, whether it be the deep state's attempt at a second coup through their bogus impeachment instigation, or what you've seen in courts from D.C. to San Francisco just this week. So you had Attorney General Barr speaking about how the courts are being weaponized in a politicized, partisan way and issuing orders that they had never issued before. And that's what Attorney General Barr was talking about. Then in the same week, we see a criminal trial that makes a mockery out of the criminal justice system in the prosecution and conviction of Roger Stone, and we see a parallel prosecution that's politically motivated by Planned Parenthood in a civil suit in the Northern District of California ordering undercover journalists to pay close to $1 million simply for exposing the truth about what Planned Parenthood and its associated groups were part of. When that's happening, the institutional threat to conservatives and to those on the right is reaching a level that's being paralleled by the politically motivated violence by groups like Antifa and others calling for it that suggests the left will lose control over the tiger that they're riding. The old statement back at the time of the revolution, he said, always be careful about riding a tiger, that the tiger doesn't eat you in the process. Talking about the key needs of maintaining and sustaining the revolutionary troops in a way that they didn't lose control over time, in the way the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution both exposed when they ultimately ate their own. And so I think members of what I would call the institutional left, which Obama represents, which Bill Maher to a large degree represents, realize the dangers of unleashing the leftist violence in such a way when they're doing it at an institutional level, suppressing conservatives across the board in the legal space, that's going to backfire in a way that they can't control or contain. And I think they've let the young left out in a way that's going to be hard to pull back or withdraw. And they're seeing it from the radicalization of positions taken by before identified moderate Democratic candidates for the presidency. They're seeing it in that the courts are going so far that everybody can see what's happening is political and partisan. And ultimately, like take for example the institutional power of the courts. That power is heavily predicated on the public's belief that the court systems are being fair and applying the rule of law and being impartial and apolitical. When you have cases like Roger Stone, where the defendant is gagged, where the jury selection appears to be rigged in favor of the Democratic side of the aisle and to lynch him effectively, where things are kept secret and anonymous from the public so that they can't engage
in
their Democratic...
When they put the wife of a Mueller probe lawyer on the jury and we expose it and they call for our arrest, it just shows they will try anything. You're absolutely right. I want to bring Tyler Nixon in here. Who is, of course, a family friend and personal lawyer of Stone, not his lawyer in the criminal trial, though he was there for the almost 2 weeks of it. I know you've learned a lot since then. I know you've talked to others and what you can talk about now. We talked briefly earlier today via text. You said that it's just incredible, the misjustice and the things that went on. Can you chronicleize that for us? And then we'll come back and flesh more of it out with Barnes, Robert Barnes with us, Tyler Nixon, about just quantify, sum up kind of the rap sheet of here of what you saw.
Sure. Well, Bob Barnes is spot on as always. He really just talked about how, the left does not care at this point what goes down in flames or what institutions, core fundamental human rights they violate and begin to erode. If they don't have power, they'd rather burn it all down. Now, as a libertarian, hey, burn it, take it all with you as far as I'm concerned. But, there's a lot of victims in the process, as we know from history, from 100 millions dead over the 20th century. But
exactly. So Obama realizes, bully people on colleges, Antifa hit women in the head with bike locks. But now that they're trying to arrest and intimidate Congress, I think Obama feels the rumblings that they haven't scared us. It didn't intimidate us, that it's pissing people off that we're organizing.
Yeah, and I think both of you would understand that when they're engaging in the type of just absolute hypocrisy, openly, accusing, the Biden situation with the Ukraine call and him, having the prosecutor removed, and then Trump trying to investigate that suddenly becomes, obstruction of justice, when they can openly do the same behavior and they're righteous and we're criminals for it. Then you're really getting to the edge of the system being just an outright.
Well, but let's be clear, Tyler, it's not tyranny. The same thing. Trump said he's going after corruption under a treaty. That's his job. Biden, right, right. Biden saying, I said, fire that son of a bitch. You don't get $1 billion. He was fired a few hours later. That's open pissing in our face, criminal peacocking our will.
No, it, you're right. You actually put a finer point on it, because really Biden's criminality compared to Trump's, seeking actual justice and seeking investigation is, Biden's excuse, Trump's a criminal. So again, here's the standard. When Democrats commit crimes, it's just politics. When Republicans do politics, it's crime. And that's exactly what the standard they want to have going forward. So, they can do anything they want. Adam Schiff can do what he did on the Intelligence Committee, which is play games, leak things. He can violate the rules along with his fellow Democrats.
Yeah, they're running around naked like pirates with their hair on fire. So we're going to come back to you on the other side, Nixon, because I want to get into Stone's trial, what you can reveal, course of action here, and what you witnessed in there. But Barnes, I think there's a realization in the establishment that they've gotten out of control themselves and that they're going to lose. I think they've irrevocably damaged the deep state by revealing themselves. I don't think they can ever put it back together again.
Oh, that's the beauty of the election of President Trump. Is that it unveiled and revealed and forced the deep state to come out of operation, forced the media to expose the scale and scope and severity of their bias, forced the leftists and the judiciary to reveal the degree to which they would rule in openly partisan and politicized ways. So I think that's the beauty and brilliance of Trump, whatever anyone thinks of him, is that he exposes the opposition for who they are and what they are. And I think people like Obama, who's an institutional leftist, it recognizes that this is problematic. That Trump is, in fact, winning the long-term public relations debate. The left is being exposed in a radicalized
way. That's right. Obama's like, we already had America tied up in the basement, raping the hell out of it like the children we kidnapped. Yeah, literally. Why have we done this to Trump? It's only opening up. We got kids in the basement here. We had this country on its frickin' knees. We're going to take our time sucking its blood like $65,000 worth of hot dogs. Obama gets delivered to his hotel room. Those aren't hot dogs, folks. Those are male prostitutes, which is fine. At least he's not into children. We know, like, Miller and Miller. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party tests out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We got one more second with our guest, and I'm going to get into the control grid. Really, what the internet really is. Really a fascinating level, but constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, Robert Barnes, looking in from the outside, studying the news of what's happening, then we've got Tyler Nixon, who was there for the trial. I wanted to ask Tyler, because I know I diverted us off in all the Civil War talk and the Attorney General talking about how there's a civil war within the government to try to stop the executive branch and the election and the will of the people, which we've been saying, obviously, for 3+ years. It's just incredible to have all this out in the open now, and that's a whole other discussion we should have. And I'll get a brief comment from both of you in a moment, but laser beaming in on Roger and his ongoing gag order and all the things that have happened, and the judge attempting to extend that gag order to me to not talk about the jurors she was putting on there that are obviously should be disqualified because of conflicts. Other things that you can talk about and that you witnessed during this kangaroo event, Tyler Nixon. All right, we probably lost Nixon there. That's fine. Let's get to Robert Barnes' take on that. Robert, continuing, you heard those questions. I mean, people are shocked by this. They're angry.
Well, I think what people witnessed is how the criminal justice system operates in politicized cases. But mostly those cases are usually kept below the political radar. So in cases like tax protester cases or other cases like that, you see some of this politically motivated justice where you see a different set of rules than you would see that are supposed to be applied and that are applied for everyone else. But here it was just high profile. I think what scares members of the institutional left is it's just so obvious. I mean, first they gag Roger Stone to prevent him from defending himself in the court of public opinion. Then they have a secret jury selection process that keeps people from knowing who is being selected and whether the people being selected are biased and not impartial as they're supposed to be under the Sixth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And then they see the way in which the verdict complete and just complete convictions of everybody on everything in terms of Roger Stone, and question whether that was really a thoughtful, thorough jury or a jury that had made up its mind before it even took the stand or took jury participation. So it's that aggregate, even though there was testimony at the trial that appeared to exculpate Stone. And then after that, you see members of the media, including John McCain's daughter and others, celebrating this. Cenk Uygur at Young Turks talking about 50-year prison sentences. So even people that say that they're worried about overcriminalization in the United States, people who worry about rapists and murderers getting prison sentences, suddenly are celebrate potential life sentences for people like Roger Stone based on whether or not he properly remembered something in a question in a politicized inquiry that had nothing to do with this substantive content of that inquiry. So it shows it reveals the scope and scale to which a politicized trial takes place in the United States that sort of makes a mockery out of what our criminal system is supposed to be. So every aspect of it, the fact that it was tried in a venue that was known to have jurors hostile to Roger Stone and unlikely to be impartial, the way jury selection itself went, the gag order throughout the process, and then threats to members of the media by other members of the media, by former Obama-era prosecutors, some of them high-ranking prosecutors, demanding criminal investigations and arrests of anyone who questioned it or challenged it. These are Stasi-style tactics that even the Stasi wouldn't publicly announce. Soviet-style trials that even the Soviet Union would be ashamed to have publicly displayed in this manner. And then when it's compounded by what happened in San Francisco, where someone for exposing the truth about Planned Parenthood-related organizations gets fined effectively close to $1 million, where a judge apparently basically instructed the jury on questions that really should have been jury questions, reveals the scope and scale to which the politicized judiciary, the weaponized legal system, is being used to suppress conservatives, suppress conservative thought, and punish conservatives for merely being conservative in this country. And the disparity and duality of the two-tier justice system, where we've yet to see a criminal prosecution of any deep state member involved in corruption and collusion, yet to see a prosecution of either Clapper or Brennan or these other people that have been caught lying to Congress repeatedly. Yet to see a prosecution of anybody connected to the Clinton Foundation of New York while the same prosecutor's office is harassing the president on his tax returns in ways that have
they
no
believe,
relationship.
They believe they're safe because they know about all the crimes that other deep state operatives have been involved in, and they think they're too corrupt to fail, too big to fail, and they've held the nation hostage for so long, they have to be indicted. They have to get in trouble. I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat as well, and I think we are rapidly approaching those points. I'm not going to engage in any violence, and I don't like, you know, elements that are pro-America in the deep state doing that, but that is historically, without letting them cause a huge uproar to the country or the stock market, you know, at a certain point, these individuals would start having canoeing accidents and, you know, or falling down, you know, falling off their yacht, falling into the swimming pool in the backyard. I mean, they're the ones calling for the president's death, civil war, murder. They're the ones pushing everyone towards the collapse of civilization. And we just sit there where they punch us in the nose over and over again, paralyzed by the fact that we're America and we're not a banana republic. Well, they've taken us to the banana republic zone. And I think they're starting to get the pucker factor, realizing that this is a game of chicken, and we're not backing off. And they've really already discredited themselves, and it's going to be very explosive. Thank you for joining us. Robert Barnes, talk to you again soon. God bless.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. I want to finish up now. I think Tyler's Skype might have cut out. Tyler Nixon, Stone's personal lawyer, not a lawyer on this case, but he was there. Just in a few minutes, tell us about the trial itself, any concerns you had, and then where this is going, and when technically it's proper time for the president to pardon Stone. I mean, would that be right after the sentencing in February?
Okay. Hopefully I can get more in a minute here. The time is now for the president to issue a pardon for Mr. Stone. He could have issued a pardon before this went down. There would have been no conviction. So, you know, he's sitting on his hands, and I'm really upset with the president, frankly, for letting this get as far as it's gotten. This is a kangaroo lynch mob show trial that went on in Washington, D.C., and it's the most disgusting abuse of power I've seen in my entire legal career. And I was very intimate with the case. I wasn't on the team representing Mr. Stone. But let me tell you something, Roger. Before we even got to the courthouse, the government filed and was granted, of course, motions in limine, which eliminate the ability to introduce evidence. And some of that evidence, two of the key points, where we could not discuss in any way whatsoever Russian collusion or anything to do with the investigation of the so-called Russian collusion hoax. We could not even bring up evidence as to how that was fake and false and a hoax. That was totally excluded, and worse, they excluded us from even discussing in any way whatsoever bringing up in evidence any government corruption or anything that went on in the investigation itself. Meaning, if we discovered bias such as Jeannie Rhee, the lead investigator that, you know, led to this, who was the Clinton Foundation attorney, all the political implications involved with those people, the total one-sidedness. Now you have Andrew Weissman, this criminal, as far as I'm concerned, attorney and who's been working in the Department of Justice as a stalking hitman behind the scenes, and is now an MSNBC legal analyst. Boy, that didn't take long. Literally the day Roger Stone gets convicted in a D.C. jury, by D.C. jury with a 94% Democratic or non-Republican registration, let's just say. And we could not introduce evidence of any of this type of stuff. It was excluded at the outset. And I just find that totally outrageous. Why would they have a problem with any airing of any type of issues of corruption or bias? And then we saw the judge go on to do that with the jury, where she was just accepting jurors who said, "Oh, no, I'm with I was Obama's, we know what went on there." But basically, this is just this Weissman guy. He was on there bashing Republicans, literally giving strategy on how they should have, how they basically, messed up by not saying certain things that would protect them from the Democrats' phony assaults. And this guy is now an MSNBC legal analyst. He was just on the Mueller team. I mean, talk about, they don't even care anymore.
Tyler Nixon, you're absolutely right. Thank you, at Tyler Nixon on Twitter. God bless you. We'll come back with the really big news on the other side about the nature of the control grid and how to stop it on this live Sunday edition. Please stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country. and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates, is as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Segment of the broadcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in on this Sunday show and for being active participants in really trying to stop the globalist, transhumanist, post-human project. And we spent a lot of time looking at the battles that go on and the political fights. But really it comes down to, are you for a pro-human future or an anti-human future? Now, here's what's frustrating about all this. The internet and what it was set up to do has been public really since it was set up. And it was a Manhattan Project style program that conservatively has had, I'd have to say, 1,000 times is a conservative number, the amount of money and human energy has been put into. Because it very intelligently built along the telegraph and electricity model, got people to buy into it and pay money to it as a utility to build the structure. But it's a utility that tracks and watches and controls everything you do, and that can then also cut you off or rip you off by knowing who you are, where you're going, and what you're doing in a really a billion different ways is a conservative number. It's really limitless. One example is, I remember we learned about this 15 years ago, and nobody believed us for about 5 years, that major travel sites would have cookies and would know that you had money or didn't have money and would change prices accordingly. And maybe they know you're wealthy, but a spendthrift, they'll give you low prices if they know you're going to go somewhere else. And then they'll share that data with companies. Or they, if they know you're wealthy and will spend a lot, they'll gouge you. Or let's say you're poor, but will still spend a lot, vice versa. So I could talk for a million years about this, but more and more I'm going to cover all of this in greater detail. Because opposing the globalist infrastructure and realizing the larger plan is key. Now look, I'm not some hypocrite up here, and I'm not going to say that we don't have Google Analytics hooked up and cookies and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the master plan of what it was set up to do and the directive, and then what the internet is evolving into. It was designed to evolve into that, and there's a direction, there's a trajectory of this. So here's the Internet Hall of Fame, C.J.R. Licklider, who created it. And he wanted, basically, for psychiatrists to be able to track everything you do in live time, be able to put out propaganda, and then see how the propaganda manipulated you so they could change the propaganda in live time and track and trace and surveil you. And they wanted a network of computers down to handheld computers that would interface with the computers. And then they would basically control all of society as a neural network interfacing with humans. So this is a human-machine interface that has already created an artificially intelligent system because it's got billions of nodes plugged into human brains. You understand? It is a supercomputer, but it's biological, hooked into silicon. Let's continue. Untold History of AI, the DARPA Dreamer Who Aimed for Cyborg Intelligence. J.C.R. Licklider. And he obviously a pretty smart feller. And it's all been done. Called the Intergalactic Computer Network. Now, what is Facebook? How do they get everybody to opt in to Google and Facebook, all created by the NSA and DARPA and InQtel? This is not my opinion. It's like saying Ford was started by Henry Ford, or Edison was started by Edison, and Graham Bell by Alexander Graham Bell. I mean, or Marconi discovered radio frequency and all that. I mean, it's a fact. Tesla, wireless. Is Facebook using your phone's camera and microphone to spy on you? Infowars.com, 2017. Now, really, we went back further than that, but they talk to us like we're children. They talk to us like we're children. But they needed to get you to opt into a system that wasn't just the NSA. They needed to be private so they could say, oh, well, you opted into it. Because you'd get mad if the NSA was doing that. But then Facebook is the node, is the clearinghouse set up by the CIA and DARPA so that you put all your info on it so that everybody else shares it, so it hooks into all the other wireless devices and systems, from your smart TV to Netflix to your toaster to your smart refrigerator to your smart meter. All of this is for total control. And so then we tell you this is happening before they ever even launch Facebook. And you go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, just because we're reading what the engineers said they were setting up 60-plus years ago. So we're just guilty of being informed. So now here they are years later. Facebook lets tons of companies get info about you, including Amazon, Netflix, and Microsoft. And if you have their apps, Facebook is getting in control. And if you have that app but not their apps, it's all the same thing. It's all the same people at the end of the day. That's why all the architecture is merging together. Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Apple, they're all building, quote, smart cities that totally control you. And they're going to be tax-exempt and have their own governance soon. Facebook gave Spotify and Netflix access to users' private messages. See all these articles? Facebook app secretly assessing iPhone users' cameras. This came out Friday, and they go, oh, it's okay. It's just a bug. It's all accidental that we're videotaping you. Yeah, right. Facebook app secretly accesses people's cameras as they read newsfeed. Independent reporting. The smart ecosystem. People found out about the secret Google's takeover plan in Toronto, so now they call it environmental, so no one's allowed to say it's bad, even though it's a total control grab. Nothing to do with the environment. The other way, don't worry, we'll surveil you and make sure your carbon footprint goes down. Oh, surveil me. Oh, thank you. And they're finding all this 5G hidden and everything. We first reported on 5G in 2001, and that's what they put in the lamppost all over the U.S., all over the world. They've got DARPA-funded separate cell towers to grab all your data. And again, we told you all this first. The smart city ecosystem framework. Fears 5G weapon system on UK streets after conspiracy theorist takes apart. Okay, so a police officer that's upset gives him the light. They break it open. It's got 5G. It's got cameras. It's got surveillance. But this is in the Daily Star. The individual that did this, who we're going to get on the show, he's the bad guy for doing it, even though they admit it's all real and they're doing it. That's stealing all your data. New street lights to have homeland security applications. Paul Joseph Watson, 2011. And we specifically expose all of it and how it's got 5G and how it steals all your data and how it has hidden cameras and everything else. Smart street lights track everything we do all the time. That's InfoWars a few years later, 2014. The future of sci-fi lampposts. A few years later, they tell you about it. London Guardian. Chicago seeking smart city tech solutions. And it goes through it. Then they admit there's a major studies here that it's giving you cancer and that 5G kills you even faster. But they just call it conspiracy theory, so it's okay. Now they announce, forget 5G, they're now rolling out 6G. Then 7G, 8G, 9G, 10G. Gives you brain cancer, kills plants that are around it. They don't care. It's all just out in the open. So what am I getting at here? This is a planned computer-machine interface takeover that kills biological life as it unfolds. They have wired internet that's 1,000 times faster than 5G. They don't care because fiber optic doesn't hurt anybody and can't give you cancer. This is all done so you can't escape it, so that they can energize all the devices and track and control you. And like Promethean fire, they just give us this stuff and think we can't help but run home and use it and kill ourselves, kill our children, while we surveil ourselves and pay the device companies and the wireless companies for the pleasure of them slowly killing us. We pay for our own destruction. So they get us to opt into it. And then biological life will become impossible by the time it hits about 10G, the studies say. I mean, you'll talk about half the people you know will be dying of cancer at that point. Miscarriages, total death. But that's okay because they're going to have uploads into the machine interface, they're going to tell you. And that is the admitted plan, by the way, to make biological life impossible. There'll be a new form of life, they say. Of course, none of this is going to happen. The last level of the con is it's a satanic exterminist post-human, science would call it alien program. It's a transmission sent to tell us how to kill ourselves. And the establishment wants the alien technology to be able to live forever, they believe. So they're buying into the plan, believing that the aliens are actually going to let them upload the machines and live forever. They have themselves been totally conned because they're so enamored with the interdimensionals that they're in contact with that we call demons, they call aliens. So that's the big secret. And I told you all this years before it came out. And now I'm telling you that this is how the aliens hit us and that's how they're doing it. They're putting up systems that will kill all biological life on Earth while they're spraying us with all the chemicals that are killing everybody else as well. And this is it. I want to say great job to the crew. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow live at 11 a.m. Central. David Knight is at 8 a.m. and more shows at band.video. Thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.